I understand the details of this market, and I always make a clear plan for your success. Let's work together to buy or sell your home. You can contact me anytime at lisanolanrealtor.com. We'll make a great team.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass. Guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
It's time for some straight talk. Green, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. Kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass. Guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Truex wins again and dodges the Dega dilemma.
Ultimate goal is to win every weekend.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Pack up the crew and head out to Talladega Super Speedway for race weekend October 13th through 15th. Alabama 500 ticket holders can enjoy free camping in three different campgrounds around the track. This is more than a race. This is Talladega.
Introducing the Wrangler Performance Series. A collection of jeans and pants featuring the new Comfort Flex waistband and four-way flex technology that moves with you. It's the flexibility you need to get more out of every day and tap into your unrealized potential. See where more range of motion takes you. Wrangler Performance Series. Less restriction, more living.
He's on his way to victory lane for the fifth time in 2016.
Thanks for listening to MRN. We want to give race fans the best product possible. Let us know what you think. Go to MRN.com/survey and you can get an MRN hero card.
Martin Truex Jr. continued his storybook season Sunday in Charlotte by getting his sixth win of the season and punching his ticket to the third round of the playoffs. Even better, he avoided the chance that Talladega Super Speedway this coming weekend could be his Waterloo for the second year in a row.
That place, you just never know. And you know, I wasn't crazy nervous about it, thinking ahead just because of our bonus points and where we were sitting and all that, and felt like we could run good here. But you just never know what can happen. So, you know, we've seen what it did to us last year. It just completely destroyed our season, going there and blowing up. And it's just hard when a lot is out of your control, and now it's in our control, so we feel good about it.
Truex leads Kyle Larson by 34 points and Kevin Harvick by 37. Details are at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back in. 6:05, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with you for the third and final hour today. And we got Monday Night Football on the horizon tonight. Bears getting ready to take on the Vikings. High drama at Wrigley Field right now between the Cubs and the Nationals. You can catch the end and maybe extra innings, although we're crossing our fingers because that's really going to affect things on our FM frequencies tonight. But we'll see how things play out at Wrigley Field. You can catch, as I said, the end of that contest, whether it be 9 or 19 innings, on 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Still 1-1 with the Cubs batting. And joining us now on the program, Tom, this isn't a bad time or anything, is it? You're not distracted. You're not watching a baseball game or anything, are you?
I'm dying here.
Yeah,
dying.
Me too. So let's die together here.
And you know who else is dying? Dusty is in like full lizard mode in that dugout. That tongue and toothpick are just working like crazy.
I hope one of the toothpicks winds up in the Hall of Fame someday. It's a blessed baseball artifact. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com joining us on the program. Iowa, a 45-16 winner over the Fighting Illini Saturday. And for about two quarters of football, it didn't look like that was going to be a 45-16 game, did it?
It was almost probably the middle of the third quarter. I mean, if you look at it, it was 24-16, I think, when Snyder intercepts that pass, and they were driving. I mean, they could have, you know, conceivably tied it up with the 2-point conversion there. So I think the Snyder interception, you know, really kind of got Iowa going in that right direction. Then they finished with the, you know, 21 points in the fourth quarter and make it look like much more of a one-sided game than it actually was.
6 months ago when Snyder injured his ACL in the spring, did you even give it a thought in the back of your mind that we would see him back on the field this year, let alone the first half of the schedule?
You know, almost right away, some people that I know that know Brandon, his plan was that he was going to play. I mean, he had kind of mapped out in his head even coming back for the Penn State game. That was kind of his goal, but that didn't happen. But I just never underestimate the kid. He had that I just remember the guys from the Iowa Barnstormers AAU team telling me that story about how he got hurt, had surgery on his knee. It was like this compartmental syndrome, and I cannot describe it to you, but it basically, his knee blew up, and he was basically, you know, maybe a day away from, if he didn't get it treated because they couldn't figure it out, of losing his leg. And that's what the doctors told him after he got examined, that if he hadn't come in. And he was back. They told him, you'll probably be back to play basketball in July. And he was back playing with them the end of April. So they just told me, that just knowing that, that this kid just got incredible recovery abilities.
Were you surprised at all to see how much he played? Did you think that they might ease him back into the situation a little more than they did?
I was a little surprised they started him. I thought they'd just kind of ease him in there, and I'd heard that maybe it was going to be a rotation, and then it ended up really not being a rotation, and ended up being, you know, Snyder playing the whole way at free, and then Miles Taylor getting yanked, and I think his time's probably done at strong safety, and now they're just going to go with Amani Hooker.
Tom Kaker joining us from HawkeyeReport.com. Again, Iowa beating Illinois 45-16. Where's this team at kind of physically, emotionally, mentally, everything as it goes into its bye week and has 2 weeks to prepare for Northwestern?
That's a good question because, you know, they haven't really put it all together. I mean, maybe their most complete performance was probably the, in a lot of ways, the Penn State game, just because, you know, it was just, oh my gosh, how did that drop in there?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Tom.
But, you know, the Penn State game was so much of a complete performance in a lot of ways because they really did it defensively and the offense came alive, did some things late in the game. But I don't know. I'm still kind of unsure of what this team really is at this point in the year.
How concerning was the big plays that Illinois were able to muster up, especially in the running game on Saturday?
Yeah, that was concerning. I mean, Epstein had those huge runs. Their other back, whose name's escaping me right now, he had another big run too. I mean, they had 3+ 20-yard runs against Iowa, and I think Iowa had only given up 4 of those all year. So that is a concern because it was right down the middle of the Iowa defense too. It wasn't like they were getting outside and just bouncing something and getting lucky. They were gashing them up the middle. I think the run defense is a concern. I also think the lack of pass rush is a big concern. That Illinois offensive line is not great. They didn't get much pressure on Jeff George Jr., who's not a very mobile quarterback. And that has to be a concern moving forward. Phil Parker has to take this week to try and figure out a way to get more pressure on the quarterback.
I was going to say, what's your number one question that you want to hear answered from Phil Parker? We get the coordinators on Wednesday this week.
Yeah, I think my number one question is maybe, are you going to – they haven't run that Raider package that he's done for years. They've kind of just stuck with the front four. They haven't blitzed a ton, except for the Penn State game. I thought the Penn State game, they really brought more pressure. But I think just what are you going to do about pressure and creating it and taking some pressure off your secondary? Because I think that's going to be important down the stretch.
What about for Brian Ferentz, the first-year offensive coordinator? We talked with Scott Chandler on Friday on the program, and he said he was starting to see some things that he was familiar with the New England offense, and then we saw the handoff to Noah Fant, the tight end, on Saturday, which was a New England staple with a guy by the name of Aaron Hernandez, and we'll leave it at that. But your thoughts on Brian Ferentz now that we've seen him a half of a season as Iowa's offensive coordinator?
I do like what Brian's done so far. I think he's kind of diversified things, and I think it wasn't as much stretch play that they've really been a staple under the entire Ferentz era. It was more they were looking to, you know, kind of just run straight at him and try to gash a little bit. Didn't put a lot of stress on Tristan Wirfs, which I thought was important getting him out there. But I think maybe how do you get this run game really going? Because I think that's the element that's been missing for a good part of the year is they really haven't consistently ran the ball the way I thought they would. And that's probably a product of the fact that you didn't have your two fifth-year senior tackles together out there at all this year.
You kind of lead me right to my next question. How much does this team miss James Butler right now?
A little bit. I think Torn Young is capable. I think Ivory Kelly Martin's capable. I don't know that they're missing James Butler a ton. I think they're just missing not getting Akram space because he's had way too many carries where he's been dealing with people behind the line of scrimmage, and that's just going to completely cut into his effectiveness as a running back.
Tom Kakert with us from HawkeyeReport.com. As we mentioned, we'll hear from the coordinators, Phil Parker and Brian Ferentz, coming up on Wednesday. What's the most surprising team in the Big Ten for you at this point, Tom? Alex and I were talking about Purdue earlier in the program and what they've been able to do under Jeff Brohm. That's the good kind of surprise. And then you've got what's going on in Lincoln with the Huskers, probably the bad kind of surprise.
I'd completely agree with both of those. What's happening in Lincoln, is it really a surprise at this point? I don't know. Maybe them getting beat the way they did Saturday night is a little bit of a surprise, but Wisconsin just over physical them, and Wisconsin even kind of a surprise just because I think we all knew that they were the favorite and everything, but they've been really pretty dominant in my opinion. But Purdue's just such a great story because you would have thought they would have, you know, three games winning would have been a solid season for them in their first year with Brohm. And just talking to some of the guys that cover Purdue last year, the talent was not there at all, and the recruiting had been terrible there, and that he's done this with the level of talent that they have really speaks well of him as a coach, and perhaps once he gets some talent there, they'll be back to the level that the late Joe Tiller had at Purdue.
Northwestern, Minnesota, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Purdue, Nebraska. How challenging are these final six games going to be for this team?
This is the tougher stretch for Iowa for sure. I mean, they've got this is a really tough stretch when you got to go to Northwestern, and you know that Coach Fitz always has a team up for that. But PJ Fleck's going to want to get that dig. You got Ohio State coming in, and that that game in Madison is going to be huge, and the Huskers are going to want to win. I mean, it's just a there's no gimmies there. Saturday was probably Iowa's last, they should probably win this game fairly easily game on the schedule.
Tom, I want to switch from football to basketball right now. Last week we found out, we've all known all along Patrick McCaffrey was going to be a Hawkeye, but he finally officially announced it on Twitter. You've seen him play a lot. You're very familiar with him. What are the Hawkeyes getting in Fran McCaffrey's middle son?
Well, I'll tell you, he's... what comparison's been made to me. I can kind of compare him a little bit to Jared Uthoff, but I think he's probably potentially better than Jared Uthoff. I've also seen the talk to our old friend Van Coleman, who's seen a lot of basketball over the years, and Van and I were sitting together in July, and he said that Patrick reminds him of Keith Van Horn. So I think that's pretty good comparison there. And if he can be like either of those two, Iowa's got a really good player. He's very, very good. He's a potential five-star player once he gets to Iowa.
Yeah, I think our mutual friend Pat Hardy from AllHawkeyes.com threw out Sam Decker, too, as a comparison from Wisconsin.
Yeah,
Patrick's
not as bouncy as Decker was, so that's the only thing. He can get up above the rim, but Decker was really, really bouncy.
What are your expectations for this Iowa basketball team? Media Day is next Monday in Iowa City. We'll hear from Fran McCaffrey and the players. But going into this season, what are we expecting from some of the newcomers especially?
Well, Fran is not shy about his hyperbole every once in a while.
Not at all.
And I was told at that Penn State game when he was out talking to the 70,000 fans, and he said this is the best team he's ever had. So much for the expectations and dampering them down, Fran. I think this team has a chance to be really good. I think they're really good up front. I think Iowa fans are going to really love Luka Garza. I think they're going to be impressed with Nunji, but I think Garza is going to be, of the newcomers, the guy that's going to have the biggest impact this year. I think they've got a ton of talent up front. I think Jordan Bohannon's got to stay healthy because it's just so important for them. And how he plays and how Isaiah Moss play, I think, really determine if this team just kind of squeaks into the NCAA tournament or if they finish, potentially in the top four in the Big Ten.
Before we let you go, I want to have you help us segue into our next segment here on the program. Monday Night Football tonight, Bears and Vikings. You're a Bears fan. What are your expectations for Mitch Trubisky tonight?
I just want him not to get hurt and be able to make some plays and not turn it over like Glennon always did. That's pretty much my whole thing for tonight. I just want him to go out there and try and make some plays and do some positive things because the Bears desperately need a little shot of energy.
Do you cringe after watching what Deshaun Watson did last night for the Texans?
I've cringed every time I've seen Deshaun Watson play this year. I just wish they would have drafted him.
Well, they wouldn't have needed to trade up a spot to do it, I can guarantee you that. We'll let you go here because they're about to close things out, perhaps at Wrigley Field, and you can celebrate in the peace and quiet of your own home and not on the air with all of our listeners. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. We appreciate it, Tom. We'll see you Wednesday.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
If you're a Cubs fan and you want to catch possibly the last out at Wrigley Field, you can switch over to 107.5 or 106.3 FM right now. Wade Davis on the mound. As a matter of fact, I don't like doing play-by-play on the radio, but the Cubs have closed out Game 3. They got Jason Wirth to pop up to first baseman Anthony Rizzo. So Chicago comes back from being down 1-0 in this game, scores the final two runs, final 2-1 at Wrigley Field. And I saw it best on Twitter put moments ago by somebody, and I retweeted it. You can give me a follow at Todd Brommelkamp. Taking Max Scherzer out was excusable. Pitching to Anthony Rizzo was not. Dusty is still Dusty. Dusty Baker, the manager of the Nationals, former manager of the Cubs. So you pitch your ace, Max Scherzer, in Game 3. You don't win it. You go down 2-1. And who's on the horizon for the Cubs in Game 4? Granted, he's got a balky hamstring right now, but their ace in Jake Arrieta. Nationals looking like they may be in a little bit of trouble. 6:20, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back, we are going to talk about Mitch Trubisky and Bears fans' expectations for their new starting quarterback. Bears-Vikings on the way from Soldier Field in Chicago tonight. Monday Night Football on our FM frequencies. The Cyclone Sideline Show on our AM. That is going to be a can't-miss sideline show tonight from the Applebee's in Ames, if it's anything like the results of the game in Norman over the weekend. The Todd Brommelkamp Show taking you all the way to 7 o'clock tonight. Final 40 minutes to come after this.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Linn County REC wants to answer this question for you. What makes being a member of a co-op different? It's pretty simple, really. When you're a member of a co-op, you are also an owner, so you own a stake in the business. Linn County REC members maintain democratic control of the co-op, so they elect fellow members to represent them on the board of directors. And you may not realize, electric cooperatives are not-for-profit. That means any excess revenue gets returned to members in the form of capital credits each year. Also, as a cooperative, Linn County REC has a sincere concern for community, supporting the areas where their members live and work. From sponsorships to economic development efforts, Linn County REC stands as a driving force in the community, giving their members a voice and living and working right alongside the people they serve. All of this is just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Yep, I know, it's still warm out, but Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
Let's visit your folks in Florida over winter break.
Good idea.
I'm checking fares from the Quad City International Airport. They have nonstop Allegiant flights to the Fort Myers area starting December 15th.
Ooh, that's perfect. The kids can swim and you and your dad can play golf.
What about you?
Oh, I'll be shopping with your mom, talking about how lucky you two are to have such spectacular wives.
Plan your Florida getaway to Fort Myers or four other Allegiant destinations at qcairport.com. The Quad City International Airport, making travel easier.
Welcome back. It is 6:24, the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, along with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Alex Kuhn here, as well as Kyle Mann, our producer. Great shows lined up for you all week long, including Friday when we return to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. That's 749 Mormon Truck Boulevard, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We'll be back on site, including the Big Hour with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, even though there will be no game to break down this week as the Hawkeyes head into their bye week. KGYMRadio.com, vote in our poll question today. Was the win by Iowa State in Norman over the weekend over the Sooners the biggest in ISU history, yes or no? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. As we mentioned, Monday Night Football on the way. We're going to be talking a little bit about the matchup between the Bears and the Vikings. Good news if you are a Vikings fan. Sam Bradford dressed and active for that game, and he is expected to start for the Vikings. And that's good news for people who may be fantasy football owners of a certain Vikings tight end by the name of Kyle Rudolph, who has very good chemistry with Sam Bradford, but was on the side of milk cartons when Case Keenum was under center. We go from Kyle Rudolph to Kyle Mann. He's going to bring you your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State upset number 3 Oklahoma on Saturday, 38-31, and the Cyclones are raking in weekly awards in the aftermath. Quarterback Kyle Kemp, who entered the week as the third stringer, is the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week after going 18 of 24 for 343 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. But the star of the day was former quarterback turned linebacker Joel Lanning. He's a modern-day Iron Man with 25 yards passing and 35 yards rushing, 8 tackles, a sack, and a fumble recovery. He's the Big 12's Defensive Player of the Week, as well as the Walter Camp Award National Defensive Player of the Week. And the Cyclones, as a team, were named the Football Writers Association of America's National Team of the Week. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders lost their season opener with the Green Bay Gamblers last Friday 2-1, but bounced back on Saturday to beat the Madison Capitals. They've got their home opener on Saturday night against the Omaha Lancers. We've got a lot going on today here on KGYM. The Cubs just went final on the FM frequencies. They won 2-1. You'll be able to hear Monday Night Football with the Bears and Vikings after the show right there on the FMs. That's 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, right after the show, we'll toss it to the Cyclone Call-In Show. And later on around 9 o'clock, we'll bring you the Dodgers and Diamondbacks as the Dodgers try to finish up that series.
By the way, what was going on? Were you filming a reality TV show out there? What was going on?
I was watching on TBS.com, and you guys were watching it here, and so I could see you celebrating, and so I knew something was about to happen, and I was FaceTiming a buddy who wasn't able to watch the game, and so I allowed him to watch it on my computer.
Thought maybe you had a reality TV show or something. Everybody's got one nowadays.
Catching up with the mans.
Isn't Marshawn...
Whose man is
this? I hate you sometimes. That's good. And Marshawn Lynch, right? He's the latest guy to have a reality TV show?
Yeah, well, he should.
No script.
He should.
Unscripted, does he has scripted, one? Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm missing out. I always thought that Gronk should have one.
I wanted to ask you about this before we move on into the NFL talk for the final 30 minutes of the program today. What were your thoughts? Did you happen to catch... the highest scoring game in FCS history, the Western Michigan game, which was 7 overtimes?
7 overtimes.
7 overtimes. The Western Michigan guy scores a touchdown, and his sister comes out of the stands to celebrate on the field. Game not over yet.
Donnie Ernsberger, I think, is his name.
Great name, by the way.
Makes a catch in the end zone, and it's in, I think it was in the first overtime, to tie the game. Well, they're down by 7.
It was early in the overtimes.
38-31. It's the second half of the first overtime. Makes the catch. And this is at Buffalo, by the way. Western Michigan against Buffalo. Western Michigan pulls to within 1. So it's 38-37. While Ernsberger is celebrating in the end zone, his sister, who I'm not going to speculate as to why she was on the field, but I'm guessing that there were some adult beverages.
Hanging out with the Dolphins offensive line coach.
Comes running onto the field to celebrate with her brother. And the part that is cringeworthy about it is her brother kind of stiff arms her, like, please go back to the stands. And you see some of the Western Michigan teammates with their hands out, like, what the hell are you doing? And it gave them a 15-yard penalty, which I think was assessed on the extra point. So what happens there, if they get a 15-yard penalty, back the extra point up to 35 yards and miss the extra point to lose the game? Could you imagine what the story would be, how big of a story this would be?
You have been to a lot of your brother's football games. Have you ever wanted to run out of the stands onto the field?
Have I ever wanted to? Yeah, no. I've never had the urge or been, unless, except for after like a big win or something like that. If I was at the Ole Miss game where they beat Ole Miss a couple years ago and everybody stormed the field, I probably would have gone on the
Now,
field.
Western Michigan was a 6.5-point favorite in that game. I cannot find what the total, the over-under closed at, but I think it's safe to say if you were holding a ticket for the over in Las Vegas, you probably cashed it that night. Lots of strange things taking place in college football.
Did
over
you
the weekend.
See Jay Feely on CBS Sports Network?
We're talking a lot of Mac football.
There's some weird happenings out in there, action this weekend.
There are listeners out there right now who are tuning in thinking, what the heck are these guys talking about? And speaking of listeners, I do want to mention I met a couple of them on Friday night, Corey and Andrew, who work at ADM. Who were kind enough to hang out with me a little bit after the Cubs won game one of their National League Divisional Series. Those guys were fun. So I wanted to give a shout out. We're huge at ADM, I'm told. So that's good to know. Yeah, we're talking Mac football on it's Monday Night Maction. Maybe we can make that a recurring segment. Let's not and say we did. Eastern Michigan, Jay Feely. This kick wasn't even close to going in.
Will this work on the radio? If I play the audio and just tell the listeners to imagine a kick that goes way wide right.
I don't know what works here and what doesn't. So let's try it. I know what you mean and you know what I mean. So envision a kick going at least almost another goalpost over to the right. Not even close. And here, this is the kick. He's a kicking expert.
This was Eastern Michigan against Toledo, and this is Jay
Feely. Oh, what? Toledo?
Toledo.
Do we have the Toledo call?
We do not.
Oh, okay.
Furcano's long is 46. He didn't go back this far in warm-ups. This would be a big kick for him.
6 of 7 on the year is Paulie Furcano. Furcano.
So the kick lands about 20 yards to the right.
Now. Off the crossbar. He just barely had enough. But it's proven. Gets him even. That's a big kick for Paulie Furcano. Eastern Michigan answers 3-3.
And it was still 3-0. And that's how you send it to break, courtesy of CBS Sports Network.
Maybe Jay was hanging out with the offensive line coach from him and the sister, the guy at Western. Everybody
just
was hanging out.
Just one big tailgate in Mac territory before the game. I could see that. What do you think the tailgate scene is like at Buffalo?
Probably not as good as it is. Did they tailgate in Memphis? I mean, I imagine the barbecue is barbecue and beer and
it's like very similar to
folksy blues musician at every tailgate.
The setup at Arrowhead Stadium where there's a parking lot around the stadium, so that helps a little bit. But no, I can't imagine that it's that great at Buffalo, although Western Michigan's tight end sister clearly found a way to have some fun.
She must have had great seats down there field level. Final 30 minutes of the show tonight, Monday Night Football on the way on our FM frequencies, Bears, Vikings. Even if you're not a Bears fan, you're probably aware that Mitch Trubisky is taking over under center for Mike Glennon tonight, making his first start since the Bears traded up one spot in the spring to draft him number 2 overall. And you've got Deshaun Watson, who's looking really good with the Houston Texans, and a couple teams out there, including the Bears, that drafted quarterbacks ahead of Deshaun Watson. How much pressure is on Trubisky tonight? And if you're a Bears fan, what are your expectations for him? 319-366-1600. We talk Bears and Vikings next.
After a decade spinning my wheels in urban overdrive, I moved my family back to the heartland to plan a better life and sprout my new business. I remember a spirit of cooperation here, but now there's an even closer sense of community. It was only natural that I return to DePaco for my business loan and insurance coverage. They're a cooperative, using sustainable money methods locally to provide friends and neighbors all kinds of insurance at special co-op discounts. Life and business insurance for me, long-term care for mom, auto and health for the whole family. Not to mention the happiness insurance, we'll save thousands over a lifetime. Enough to transplant a little of our good fortune into our neighborhood garden project. DePaco is family to me. People working together to help each other grow.
Enriching lives through sustainable money methods. Some call that smart money.
I call it bright green.
DePaco Community Credit Union.
Save.
Borrow. Invest.
Insure.
Trust.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid AIR is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid AIR has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The AIR offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Welcome back in, 6:36, the Todd Brolkamp Show, taking you up to 7 o'clock on a Monday night. Monday Night Football on the way, as well as the Cyclone Sideline Show. It should be an entertaining one from the Applebee's and Ames. John Walters will bring you Cyclone football coach Matt Campbell, and what a crazy, emotional, amazing win. Their first over Oklahoma since 1990, a 38-31 victory on the road. In Norman, nobody saw it coming, and Matt Campbell had some very interesting things to say after the game was over about what that win means for the Iowa State program. Spoiler alert, it doesn't really mean anything in the grand scheme of things. They need to keep improving, they need to cut down on the turnovers, and they need to be better tomorrow than they were on Saturday. I thought it was a great message post-game, and you talk about a young man who just had the biggest win of his coaching career, you really couldn't tell it from listening to his post-game comments. Pretty impressive stuff from Matt Campbell. Cyclones a 20.5-point favorite at Jack Trice Stadium this weekend against the Kansas Jayhawks. The NFL draft was held in late April of this year. The Chicago Bears traded up from the number 3 spot to draft Mitch Trubisky out of North Carolina. Two teams drafted quarterbacks ahead of the Houston Texans at number 12. The Bears taking Trubisky at number 2, and the Kansas City Chiefs, who grabbed Patrick Mahomes with the 10th overall pick, and the Cleveland Browns, who held the first overall selection, who perpetually looked for a quarterback and wound up drafting DeShone Kizer later in the draft. So at least three teams desperately in need of a quarterback, and more if you want to include the Jets, the San Francisco 49ers, although they drafted C.J. Beathard in the 3rd round. And
the Bengals.
But, well, you know, the Bengals, throw them in there too at number 9. DeShaun Watson goes off the board at number 12 to Houston, and all he has done is put up numbers. And if you watch that game last night, granted, the Chiefs wound up winning 42-34, but Watson again looked very impressive. And how many general managers, how many scouting player personnel guys is he going to cost their jobs when everything is said and done?
It should be all of them that passed on him. And I said this after the first preseason game where he looked good. And I said, if he has the type of success that he looks like he's going to, in Houston. I didn't imagine him having back-to-back games like he's had the last 2 weeks, but he's been outstanding. He had 261 yards passing last night, 283 the week before. He's thrown 9 touchdowns and 1 interception the last 2 weeks. Then, if he does that, then what is the excuse for these general managers? When you're evaluating a quarterback, I know it's an inexact science, but you're looking for a few things. You're looking for, first of all, does he win games? We talked about how some of these quarterbacks, Todd, who are under 500 in their career in college, how they do in the NFL, it's not great.
Yeah, not good at all.
How does he play on the biggest stage? I don't know. His two best games were in back-to-back national championship games. What are his physical skill sets, or what is his physical skill set? That was the biggest question mark. But he has a good enough arm to go with his mobility, and his leadership qualities are the final check mark to this equation. What did they look at and say, you know what? He just doesn't stack up to Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes might be a good NFL quarterback. We'll wait and see. Same with Mitchell Trubisky. But everything was there for you to see. He won on the biggest stage. Back-to-back games against the best defense, or back-to-back years against the best defense in college football. He torched them twice. He's one of the better quarterbacks that we've seen in college football in the last 20 years. And still, that wasn't enough for some of these talent evaluators. What's the better idea? You just want to keep drafting these guys with really good skill sets like Blake Bortles and Blaine Gabbert and Christian Ponder and Jake Locker, and I could go on and on and on. Some of these busts that have been drafted in the first round who have the big arms but never succeed because they don't have any of the other intangibles. Deshaun Watson had all those intangibles, and still some of these teams said, no, we're not taking him. And I the same can be said for Dak Prescott a couple years ago, although that one I will give the benefit of the doubt to a lot of talent evaluators and a lot of general managers, because a lot of people passed on him. For 3 rounds, they passed on him.
Speaking of quarterbacks, it's looking as if former Hawkeye Jake Rudock could start this coming weekend for Detroit. Matt Stafford was injured over the weekend in Detroit's game. They fell just short of beating the Carolina Panthers. I think 27-24 was the final score, but Stafford hobbled a little bit in that game. So we could see Jake Rudock on the field soon for the Lions, and C.J. Beathard continues to get some reps with the first team in San Francisco during practice. Congrats, by the way, to former Hawkeye and a friend of the program, right? We've talked to George on the show before. George Kittle got his first touchdown over the weekend with the San Francisco 49ers, so a little bit of NFL news to get to. But Bears fans, I want to give you the Hertine and Stocker text line right now, and I want you to pick up the phones and give us a call, 319-366-1600. What are your expectations for Mitch Trubisky, and do you have a feeling that the Bears made a mistake in draft? I know you want to be optimistic about this, and probably a lot of Bears fans out there are saying, we haven't even seen the kid yet. Who's he got to throw to? He doesn't have any receivers, so even if he goes out there and stinks up the joint, and the Vikings defense, it's a good defense, it's a rivalry game, he doesn't have receivers to throw the ball to, this isn't going to be a good game to judge him on his merits. I understand that you've got to compartmentalize to a certain extent, but I'm looking at Deshaun Watson and I'm thinking the Texans, who made a huge mistake in signing Brock Osweiler a year ago in the first place, they got lucky and they were able to right that. Not only did they move Osweiler to the Browns, but they were able to draft Watson and identify him and take him with it. Now, that's the good for Houston. The bad is, looks like J.J. Watt is not only out for the season, but possibly suffered a career-ending injury last night in that loss to the Chiefs. Kudos to Kansas City. They're the best team in the AFC right now. They're fun to watch. Tyreek Hill had another run back last night. Kareem Hunt continues to get his yardage. It's a good time to mention that our team is in first place in the Imon Communications Fantasy Football League. I think it is based largely on the consensus selection. Alex and I put our heads together and said, let's draft Kareem Hunt.
I did that in a couple leagues, and it's paid off.
And see, Leonard Fournette, by the way, this is the year of rookie running backs. Dalvin Cook excluded now that he's injured with the Vikings, but he was looking good before suffering that injury last week. Rookie running backs, Christian McCaffrey, who tormented Iowa in the Rose Bowl a couple years ago, he found the end zone over the weekend for his first NFL touchdown. Bears fans, awfully quiet right now. 319-366-1600. Mitch Trubisky under center tonight. Your thoughts?
I think, at least from the Bears fans that I talked to over the weekend, there's at least a newfound interest in this team. One of my really good friends said something that struck me. He's one of the biggest Bears fans that I know, but he said people in Chicago, especially young people, don't watch the Bears. Unless you are a diehard Bears fan, a diehard football fan, right now you're not watching, especially with Mike Glennon, you are not watching this football team. They used to be Chicago's team. And now
it's the Chicago Fire, as we all
know. Now it's the Chicago Cubs and the Blackhawks.
Fire.
And the Fire.
Thank you.
But the Bears needed something to at least give the fans some kind of interest in this football team and give some kind of hope that they're going to get out of this quote-unquote rebuild stage, because this rebuild stage has lasted 2 years and produced 9 wins in the last 2 years. And if they stuck with Mike Glennon, they were headed for maybe 2 or 3 more this season. I don't know if it's going to pay huge dividends in the wins-loss columns for all of the reasons that you outlined. The receivers, the offensive line's banged up, the defense is middle of the pack. At best, they play in a tough division. Mitchell Trubisky's going to be playing against a very good defense in the Minnesota Vikings tonight. But at least it will get some eyes back on the team, which has been severely lacking over the past few years.
6402 on the Hurtine and Stocker text line says, I think what scared some GMs away from Watson was because of the great talent that he had around him. They weren't sure exactly what kind of quarterback he was. I'd rather see a quarterback go out and do well with a 500 team with hardly any talent around and see what he can do. A victim of having too many playmakers.
I get that.
He doesn't have to worry about that with the Bears, and neither does Trubisky.
There have been some really good quarterbacks, some quarterbacks that were drafted really high that had good talent around them in college. And
USC quarterbacks come to mind.
Yes, the USC quarterbacks, pretty much all of them. And
what's Matt Leinart doing these
days?
He's
a Fox Sports analyst. You see him on TV every once in a while?
I couldn't tell you the last time.
Studio analyst for Fox Sports, but if I'm taking a quarterback that high in the draft, I'm taking the one that made the difference. Think about Clemson the years before Deshaun Watson took over, and there were some really, really good players at the skill positions, and they never were able to get over the hump. That was a team that had Martavis Bryant, Sammy Watkins, and DeAndre Hopkins all in the same receiving core, and they lost 2 to 3 games a year. What made the difference was having that leader at quarterback, and that was Deshaun Watson. So you look back and you say, yes, there's no doubting that there was a ton of talent around Deshaun Watson, but to me, he was the missing piece that entire time. When he took over his freshman year, that program went from being great to being one of the top 2 or 3 programs in college football, and a lot of that had to do with him, and he leaves that in a spot where now Kelly Bryant takes over and they still are a top 2 or 3 program in college football. So I know that people will sit there and say, well, they're still good without him, but he was the one that took them to the heights that they had never experienced before.
6:48, the Vikings and the Bears tonight coming your way on our FM frequencies. Sam Bradford is back for Minnesota. Vikings fans, what do you think that means for your team tonight? Let us know on the Hurtine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. I've hardly talked about the Cubs today. It's a three-hour show. I bet we talked about the Cubs maybe 5-6 minutes total. I haven't said boo about the Packers. What a tremendous game yesterday against the Dallas Cowboys. What amount of time do you think is too little to leave on the clock for Aaron Rodgers? Because, again, he put his magician's robe and pulled a rabbit out of his hat last night. About, a minute 13 remaining, and was able to drive the team down the field for the win.
If you give him a chance to have two plays on a final drive, meaning get to midfield and then a Hail Mary from anywhere inside of 60 yards, I don't trust that the game is over unless he has to somehow lead his offense to a scoring touchdown in one play more than 70 yards out. He's unbelievable. And I go back to what I said on Friday. I think he's the best quarterback that I've ever seen from a standpoint of what he can do on a football field, how he leads his team, despite, like the texter said, who's around him. And the Cowboys controlled that fourth quarter as far as time of possession goes. They held the ball for 12 minutes of that fourth quarter and got outscored 20-10. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that they just couldn't stop that offense, and number 12 was on the sideline ready to win that game. A minute and 13 seconds, that's an eternity for him, and he proved that.
Jordy Nelson on the sideline for the majority of that final drive, a little bit of a mystery there, but Devontae Adams, what can you say about Devontae Adams coming back and playing?
Amazing. How?
10 days after taking that hit from Danny Trevathan of the Bears. And not only playing, but putting up great numbers as well. And Green Bay, I haven't been sold on them for the last couple years, even though I'm a fan of the team. But a tremendous effort. Got a little bit of a surprise from the rookie running back as well yesterday. Lots of interesting storylines from the NFL yesterday. But I think one that people will be focusing on will be, you think I'm going to Indianapolis here and the anthem. I'm not. The loss of J.J. Watt for the Texans and Odell Beckham Jr. for the Giants for the remainder of the season. This, to me, I think is part of the problem that the NFL faces, is that it is such a tough game and it is so hard to get through an entire 17-week season, 16 games, and the bye week with all of the stars healthy. And this is not going to be the last time that we see big-name players suffer season-ending injuries. And to see two of them, Odell Beckham Jr., who's about, I would say right now, wouldn't you say Beckham is probably a top five as far as marketable players in the NFL, especially when you say non-quarterbacks.
And so is J.J.
J.J. Watt. I mean, these are guys that the NFL is trying to essentially build its brand around. As a matter of fact, I just saw Tyler Ryder has to hate this commercial. Did you see it? If you watched any of the Packers Cowboys game the other day, and it was all over TV this weekend, the house that's full of Jets fans, and the kid gets a delivery from the NFLshop.com, and he takes it up to his room, and it's the room, the bedspread, everything is Jets. Everything is white and green.
I've seen this commercial.
And he opens the box and he pulls out an Odell Beckham Jr. jersey. Okay, there you go. You're down two of your most marketable stars.
You can make the case that J.J. Watt might be the face of the league, especially after the things that he did in response to Hurricane Harvey. So to lose two of those guys in the same day, and for the Houston Texans, they lost Whitney Mercilus as well for the season. So their next best pass rusher, they lose for the season. It's tough to see those type of stars go out, and it's also extra tough because the product has become so diluted that you, as the NFL, really need those guys playing to try to bring interest to your game. Without Odell Beckham Jr. and without J.J. Watt, it's going to be tough.
6:35, although we could have found a glitch in the space-time continuum, I suppose, and gone back 25 minutes. Not that that would have done us any good tonight, because we weren't hearing from a lot of people, but I'll leave you up to your own devices on that. I'm sure there's a number of good reasons why people are just, you're just so excited about Mitch Trubisky and the Bears. And that's going to be coming your way on the FM frequencies tonight, as we mentioned, Monday Night Football. Coming up tomorrow on the pro, well, we'll do this. We'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, that's when we will set the table for tomorrow's show. Kyle's going to have one final big board update for you as well, and then it's off to either football or the Cyclone Sideline Show, which, again, should be an absolute gem tonight as Cyclone fans celebrate the victory that none of them predicted. There's not an Iowa State fan out there that can say with a straight face, unless they predict Iowa State to win every single game, which that doesn't count. There's not an Iowa State fan out there that can say with a straight face that they predicted the Cyclones with their third-string quarterback would go on the road and beat Oklahoma. Wasn't happening, but it did. And they'll break it down for you tonight on the Sideline Show. Lisa Nolan, real estate agent, sponsoring that for all of our Iowa State fans out there. You can learn more about her and all of our other great sponsors by going to our website, kgymradio.com. Back to put the finishing touches on another masterpiece after this.
Let's go, Hawks! Let's go, Hawks! Let's go, Hawks!
Cheer on the black and gold in your black and gold from BravoSportsMarketing.com. BravoSportsMarketing.com has everything you need as a true Hawkeye fanatic. Game day apparel, football ticket packages, Hawkeye posters, and the popular America Needs Farmers gear. Get your hands on the new Fight for Iowa logo tees, available in black or gold. You'll definitely want one for the blackout game against Ohio State. BravoSportsMarketing.com also has game tickets to all home Iowa games. If you're heading to Northwestern, get your tickets right now for the Game Day Hawkeye Huddle tailgate party. And BravoSportsMarketing.com is the only place you'll find Hawkeye Village ticket and tailgate packages, including your game ticket, tailgate-style buffet, musical entertainment, and more. Hawkeye Village packages currently remain available for all home games. Get them now. BravoSportsMarketing.com. Over 20 years of authentic Hawkeye gear for serious Hawkeye fans.
Even the most talented players don't make a winning team without a great coach. I'm Lisa Nolan with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. And as a lifelong Cyclone fan, I appreciate all the Iowa State coaches. As a realtor, I am your coach. I identify the strongest selling points for your home, I understand the details of this market, and I always make a clear plan for your success. Let's work together to buy or sell your home. You can contact me anytime at lisanolanrealtor.com. We'll make a great team.
Friday at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM and get ready for West High football action. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
Dusty is trending on Twitter right now with 26.9 thousand tweets. Almost 27,000 tweets about Dusty, and I don't think it's about Dusty Springfield.
Or I Dusty Rhodes.
Or Dusty Rhodes, the late, great Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Dvoracek?
Look at you with the WWE street cred reference of the day, even though I brought him up earlier in the program. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Kyle, does that one count?
It counts. Give him a ding.
Okay. Whoa.
He said it. I just...
Yeah, well, okay.
Followed orders.
Reel it back in here a little bit. Kyle with our final Midwest One Bank big board update of the night. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State upset number 3 Oklahoma on Saturday, 38-31, and the Cyclones are raking in weekly awards in the aftermath. Quarterback Kyle Kemp, who entered the week as the third stringer as the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week after going 18 of 24 for 343 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. But the star of the day was former quarterback turned linebacker Joel Lanning. A modern-day Iron Man, he had 25 yards passing, 35 yards rushing, 8 tackles, a sack, and a fumble recovery. He's the Big 12's Defensive Player of the Week, as well as the Walter Camp Award National Defensive Player of the Week, and the Cyclones were collectively named the Football Writers Association of America's National Team of the Week. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders lost their season opener with the Green Bay Gamblers last Friday 2-1, but bounced back on Saturday to beat the Madison Capitals 4-3. They've got their home opener on Saturday night against the Omaha Lancers. We've got a lot going on today here on KGYM. The Cubs just went final a little bit ago on the FM frequencies. They won 2-1. You're going to be able to hear Monday Night Football with the Bears and Vikings after the show right there on those FMs. That's 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, right after the show, we're going to toss it to the Cyclone Call-In Show. And later on, around 9 o'clock, we're going to bring you the Dodgers and Diamondbacks as the Dodgers try to sweep that series.
It will be... Nah, I can't make that prediction, but it could be former Colonels left-hander Patrick Corbin on the mound for the Diamondbacks tomorrow in Game 4, and that affects whether or not we've got the Cubs-Nats tomorrow, I think, if I remember correctly, but way above my pay grade. May Mitch Trubisky do something tonight that gives us reason to talk about him on a Tuesday edition of the Todd Brawley Camp Show. That's going to do it for Monday night. Cyclone Sideline Show, NFL football on the way. Local programming begins again tomorrow, 3 o'clock, with the gym class.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven